Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, December 8th. There's a winter weather travel advisory in effect for Bruce County and Northern Grey County for late this afternoon and early this evening. Locally heavy lake effect flurries will once again impact travel and visibility across the region today. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are partly to snow covered with slippery sections. Visibility is listed as good to fair, but that could change to poor without warning. A special parliamentary committee will be appointed to conduct hearings to review the events related to Afghanistan's fall to the Taliban and the Canadian government's contingency planning in relation to it and evacuation efforts. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole introduced the motion in the House of Commons this week, and Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff seconded it. It was debated yesterday in the House of Commons and was carried in the House this afternoon. Yesterday, Ruff told the House it's important to look at what went right and what went wrong, and to learn from that.
We need to do this so that we can help those Afghans that are still in dire need of our support and help and are actively being hunted by the Taliban and their lives are at risk.
The House of Commons voted in favor of creating a committee today. It will have 12 members, 6 from the Liberals, 4 from the Conservatives, 1 from the Bloc Québécois, and 1 from the NDP. The committee will produce a report within 6 months. Canada is joining the diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Games over the Chinese Communist government's treatment of Uyghurs and other human rights abuses. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We have been very clear over the past many years of our deep concerns around human rights violations, and this is a continuation of us expressing our deep concerns.
The United States announced its boycott earlier this week. Australia, New Zealand, and the UK have since done the same. The countries will send their athletes and coaches, but not government representatives. Provincial police have identified the victim in a fatal crash near Mount Forest earlier this week. Emergency services responded to a single motor vehicle collision around 6:55 Monday morning on Side Road 3 West, south of Mount Forest. According to police, it was determined a sport utility vehicle traveling on Side Road 3 collided with the guardrail before leaving the road and becoming partially submerged upside down in a body of water. OPP say the vehicle was removed from the water and the driver was located inside and pronounced deceased. Police have identified the victim as 22-year-old Megan Janelle Byers of Mount Forest. The housing market in Grey Bruce remained strong in November, with average prices treading higher and sales volume at record numbers for the month. The Realtors Association of Grey Bruce Owen Sound says 258 homes sold last month, unchanged from November 2020. This ties the record for home sales volume set last year in the area. The Realtors Association says the total dollar value of all home sales in November was $169.4 million, an increase of nearly 19% from the same month in 2020. Average home prices in Grey Bruce in November were just over $656,000, in line with October. The year-over-year increase for average home prices in November 2021 was nearly 19% over the same month last year. Active listings at the end of November are at the lowest levels for the month in more than 3 decades, with only 348 residential units available for sale. Taking a look at sports in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are set to play at home tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tip-off is set for 7:30. The Raptors are going for their third straight win. 4 games in the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks are the lone Canadian team in action. They take on the Boston Bruins. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs face the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Leafs ended a 2-game slide with a 5-4 win over Columbus last night. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are on the road to face the Windsor Spitfires. And in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Meaford Knights are on the road to face the Bradford Bulls this evening. And the BrokerLink Insurance Grey Bruce Major Curling League is on the ice at Paisley tonight. The schedule is posted online at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.